What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Not again.
What? Hey, it's the Terry Gatch Comedy Show.
Hey, we talk about going to the library today.
Yep, and we get obliterated. Obliviated.
We let you know that there's some new wine for pussies.
Oh, yeah. And a ton of pigs.
That's only two. And Prince is having a pajama party, $50 a head.
Yep.
You should go to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
The 617, the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
It's High Singing Wednesday.
What if we just stuck like this the whole show?
That'd be fucking rad. I don't think anybody would even notice.
I don't think so either.
But my throat would be sore after a while because it hurts to constrict your vocal cords like that. I'll be singing like every nipple.
And no one could tell us apart. No one can tell us apart.
Hey, Hans, listen to this band. I don't know if you've heard them before, but they're from Portland. They're pretty fucking badass. They're called Lord Dying. I know you've heard of them.
Lord Dying.
Wow, that scared me. Hit it, fellas. Hit it harder next time, fellas.
All right.
I think they're signed on Relapse.
Ooh.
Relapse have been signing a lot of bands from Portland that are in the doom crust, whatever you want to call this stuff. Stoner, low-tuned, dirgy, tide metal.
Nice.
tide metal? Yeah.
It's safe on colors?
It's stronger than dirt. Stronger than dirt. Okay, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. We want you guys to get out and do some humping. I'm Terry Guile. He's Dustin Gatchel.
And word up!
This is the Terry and
Gatch Comedy Show. I forgot we're going to talk hard for the
rest of
the show. Every once in a while, our voice goes back to normal because that's when we forgot to take a breath of helium. It's actually called Moolia, which is helium backwards, if you know how to spell.
It's a little bit of a stuffy Wednesday, but my cold from last week has kind of gone away. Got a little bit of congestion in my chest. Not that any of you care, all right? But that's what's going on with me. Hey, I was just talking last week or so about that Stephen King book that I recently discovered called Return to Joyland. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And then one of my, he's not my friend, but he's my Facebook friend, a comic from Portland named Eric Vogert. He said, I just went to the library and check out what I got. And it was that Stephen King book and another book by someone else. But I am seriously considering, after 3 weeks of contemplation, going down and getting my library card at the Brownsville Library. Because I like books.
Mm-hmm.
And those are free. Free library.
They are.
Plus, you said, in bigger cities, you can check out stuff besides books, like spatulas and shit.
Yeah,
you can check out tools, maybe a drill.
You know, you could also, are they hooked up onto the kit? You can go down there and check out books on Kindle.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't know if all libraries have there, but I know the Albany Library does. There's a website. You just go in and you type in your
Kindle,
your library card number, and it'll connect to your Kindle. And it's weird because, you know, they'll have like one book. And so if somebody's already If somebody's
already using it, you can't get it.
Yeah, okay. Even though it's just...
A digital copy?
Yeah.
They've only got one?
Yeah.
That's not true. Is that even a thing? Is that real?
I'm pretty damn sure.
I mean, I know it's a thing, but is that a true thing that if one person has the copy of the digital thing?
It might be.
That's fucking weird.
It would be. But it's, you know...
I'm going to check it out.
All right.
The Kindle Library.
Yeah, I learned about it on the Kindle site.
Huh. And most phones these days come with a little Kindle app in there. Did you know that? Does yours have one?
A phone? Yeah, the Kindle app. Yeah. I read every once in a while on there, mostly the free classics.
Aesop's Fables?
Like, I don't know if there's any free ones.
Load that one up. Mine had that one in it for free.
Yeah. I've read some Mark Twain.
They thought that I needed some moral lessons, so they flipped me Aesop's Fables.
Yeah.
You know, like, the fox and the grapes. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't care.
I got some Edgar Allan Poe on there.
Ooh.
I like to read that.
I've never read Poe.
In
anything in its entirety, you know. So
when I was a young lad, I was British, and I would, whenever one of those reports would come up that you'd have to do on a writer or somebody historical or something like that, I'd always pick Poe.
That's cool.
He was always so dark. He was a big drunk and drugged guy, but he always wrote weird, just dark stories.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to check him out.
The Pendulum, you know, that's a classic one.
I bet some Poe would be actually free in the Kindle, because you can find free books in there, too. Not a lot, but a few.
Yeah. If you want, there's a lot of free stuff, but usually it's, you know, kind of funkily put together.
Yeah.
Or there's, like, a better copy for 99 cents or something.
Hey, what do you locals out there think about this awesome post-summer weather that we're having, man? It's supposed to be 70 all this week. Of course, it's already Wednesday, but still, it's been nice and sunny, kind of foggy at night in the mornings. But I got some friends out east, not all the way to the East Coast, but in the Midwest, which is weird that it's east of us, but you call it the Midwest. They're still, they've already got, feet of snow, in, I don't know where, South Dakota or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
God, I couldn't imagine. We complain about 8 months of rain, but that's way better than 8 months of fucking snow.
That is.
I think.
That
man,
is.
Snow
yeah.
is fucking cold and just shitty.
Or 8 months of frozen rain.
Yeah, that's worse than regular rain, too.
Yeah.
I got crazy low voice today. That's weird.
I got high voice.
That's weird. We were talking high and now my voice got all low.
Hey. Yeah, this was one for free I read on the Kindle by Mark Twain, On the Decay of the Art of Lying.
Hmm.
He talks about how lying is becoming a lost art.
That's like keeping a secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was a very interesting read about lies and white lies and okay lies.
Are you familiar with that Tim Roth show, Lie to Me? You ever watch that?
Oh, dude, I watched every show.
Really?
Yeah.
I've watched not every show. I maybe watched
five. It was only three seasons, I think, three or four. I really liked that show. I thought it was a great show for Tim Roth.
And you learn a lot on that show about the exploits of liars and the tics that people do when they're lying. Like if they look to the left, you know they're going to lie.
Yep. I watched that show for my poker game.
Aha. Uh-huh.
No, I haven't played poker since.
But. We were just talking about that Saturday night.
You and Flames.
Yep. He's asking me why Dustin won't do a game. And I said...
What?
Yeah. I said, who said he wouldn't? I said, I only heard you kind of mention it to him in passing, like maybe twice. He's like, man, I've been trying to get him to do a poker game. He goes...
Dude, the other night he was over here and he said, I wonder if... do you think Terry plays poker?
I came over here the last game, I think. Last game we had.
That was the last time we played.
Yeah. And that was my first.
And then the other day, he mentioned, but he didn't say,
let's
do
it.
You want to host a game?
Yeah, because he's beating around your bush.
I know. Doing.
Come on, Flames, just dive right in. Light that fucker on fire.
I don't have a poker table and chips. if he wanted, I would probably play him heads up if he came over and said, let's play heads up for a soda.
What's heads up, 7-Up?
Heads up, 7-Up, yeah.
Is that just two people playing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Heads up. heads up the river. Hey, and don't forget, this weekend there's a bunch of stuff going on. Well, a little bit of stuff, with including me. I just want to promote myself. Mm-hmm. Bleepin' Funny's happening Saturday. That's an early show at 5 o'clock at Sam Bond's Garage. Funny, but without the fucking filth, flarn, and filth, mm-hmm. flarn. Bill Cosby called me and said, you can't say filth, flarn. Mm. And then Seth Milstein will be headlining that show with a 30-minute clean set. I'm interested in seeing that. Yeah, go Seth. And then later that evening at 8 o'clock, they're having the Bonnaroo Tattoo one-year anniversary party with myself and I think Max Brockman and Chris Chelson, some comics, opening the show. And then Hiding Jekyll's going to play there in the tattoo shop. Hmm. Greg from Strange Dichotomy. And then Sick Man's going to play too. And then also going on at the same time, if that's not enough, at the Granary Comedy as advertised with Seth Milstein putting on the show. With a couple comments from Portland coming down. So there's a lot of shit to do in Eugene on Saturday. Go
comedy.
Do it. It's advertised.
Yeah.
You know, I was pissed the other day. I think I forgot to mention this last week, but I set my DVR to record all the new South Parks.
Mm-hmm.
It was already set, actually. Just waiting around for the new season. So watch the first three. And then I said to my wife one night last week, I said, I'm going to go watch the new South Park. And she's like, were you recording South Park? Yeah. Oh, I was watching something, and when it changed to recorded, I turned it off because I thought it was probably the kids. I was like, oh, no. I only own 13 fucking seasons on DVD. I wouldn't by any means want to watch the new fucking episodes, but that's okay. At least the Real Housewives got recorded, right? The fucking Mafia Wives. Whatever. So I said it's okay. They're going to play it again. I'll just search for it and unskip it, and it'll re-record. So it did it, and it recorded it, and I went to watch it, and it said, new episode, Goth Kids 3 was the name of it, and it was last week's episode.
I hate when that happens.
So it was mismarked on the thing. Then I read this story. First time ever, South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker were unable to complete their episode by the deadline due to a power outage at their fucking South Park studios.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tuesday night, they said they've pushed the envelope for years on getting the episode done the night before, so it's as topical as possible. And so everything from animation to rendering to editing and sound were all down for hours. They were unable to finish their episode 1704. 17th season, 4th episode, Goth Kids 3, Dawn of the Posers. And so they had to play a repeat. And it will now this episode will be on the 23rd, which is tonight.
Well, and that's not...
They said it sucks to miss an air date, but after all these years of tempting fate by delivering the show last minute, I guess it was bound to happen.
You know, it's
first
worth
time.
It. It's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're going to be a week behind everyone. It should be the lost episode, and they just tack it on at the end.
They should save it for if that ever happens again.
Well, there you go.
Are you guys listening? Put it in the fucking bank, you guys. Dude. Jesus Christ. You've fucking been doing this for 17 years. Yeah. You'd think you'd learn what the fuck was going on. Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to be all, hey, that's last week's news. What am I watching? Last week's episode? This isn't topical. I don't even remember these stories.
Their new stuff hasn't even been that topical. They did a Zimmerman episode where Token was the bad guy because he was black. Cartman was...
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the NSA or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been... Come on, you guys. I want to hear something about... They did a government shutdown, which mm-hmm. was pretty topical. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, too political.
Too political. Fuck politics. Let's talk about food. Do you like ketchup? Do you use ketchup for a lot? You use a lot of ketchup, don't you?
No.
Do you eat salsa more than ketchup?
No.
Ketchup has been the number one condiment for years.
Yeah, I like ketchup. If I have fries, I'll do ketchup, or sometimes barbecue sauce or fry sauce is my preferred.
Now, in the mid-90s, in an episode of The Seinfeld is what I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
In an episode of The Seinfeld, they got into a conversation about how salsa had became the number one condiment over ketchup. And then they got into a conversation about ordering salsa and salsa and how the waitress could get confused if you had ordered salsa or salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need salsa after the salsa and this and that. But then I think ketchup came back because I just read yesterday... Tortillas and salsa are now outselling buns and ketchup.
Hmm.
So tortilla, in the U.S. this isn't, and this isn't Mexico.
Yeah.
Experts say that as the Hispanic population in the U.S. grows, the consumption of Latin American foods, and Mexican foods in particular, continues to increase. It's the same thing when Italian food became integrated into the U.S. culture. When you think about pizza and spaghetti, it's the same thing. People consider them American, not ethnic. It's the same with tortillas.
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, but tortillas aren't just for...
burritos or tacos
or quesadillas. Mexican people. You know, I mean, I buy a good amount of tortillas, too. If I got, like, cheese, I like making quesadillas, man. That's a quick and easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it lends to that more than anything. It's
and when I read
it's
that,
a lazy bread.
When I read that headline of, you know, buns and ketchup second place to tortillas and salsa, it didn't even cross my mind about the Mexican population. Yeah. I didn't even think that until I read the article.
Yeah. You know, I think it's more that people are just sick of buns and nasty old ketchup. I mean, ketchup's fine and all. But, you know, we have cooking shows now, and people want stuff that's just not tomato and vinegar. They want to taste something beyond that. And I think people are more curious about... stuff like that. No, I don't know about the salsa. I mean, I like a good salsa, but I'm
salsa.
It's not really my condiment, though.
My wife is hooked on salsa.
Really?
She gets this salsa from the Saturday market in Brownsville.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can buy food there with your EBT card.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she gets like four little tubs about the size of a tub of whatever, sour cream or cottage cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in a week she'll eat four tubs of that shit.
Wow.
With just
some good stuff in there.
Tortillas, not tortillas, but tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm.
Corn chips, whatever. I don't really like a really chunky salsa. I like a spicy sauce. I don't like tomatoes. I'm weird.
Yeah.
But I heard
mango salsa.
Mango salsa?
Mm-hmm. It's mango base.
I think. Oh. Big and Loud Podcast was just talking. They talk a lot of food, and that's another thing. I talked about this probably last year, how Don Frost said that he doesn't like Dr. Pepper. I don't like Dr. Pepper. There was another thing that he didn't like that a lot of people like that he didn't like that I don't like. Then the other day he said, hate tomatoes. He's like, I like ketchup. That's me. He put it into words for me finally, because I always used to say, I don't like the consistency of the tomatoes. It's like kind of like
mush.
All the seeds and it's
all
salty
seeds.
And it's like runny. And now I can't remember what he compared it to, but it was perfect. So that's dumb on my part.
Slug.
He said it's like biting into. God, what did he say? God damn it, Don Frost.
What did you say, Don?
They don't listen to our show. They don't listen to podcasts. I don't know why I even listen to theirs or promote them. Those guys are dicks. Just kidding. Love you guys.
I can get that. My sister doesn't like tomatoes either, but I like them. Especially if you put a little bit of salt on them. You know?
My mom used to eat them just an apple.
Yeah. I don't really eat them like that. You know, cherry tomatoes I will, obviously.
Yeah.
Did those bother you? Because those are more meaty in texture.
Yeah, I don't even try to eat them because Jaden will just pop a whole one in his mouth and chomp it up, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's completely edible. There's not like a core or anything, is there?
No.
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 Not too familiar.
It's just like a grape.
Ah.
You know, some people call them grape tomatoes.
Grape tomatoes?
Yeah.
Look more like grapes than cherries, I guess. Except grapes aren't red.
Are you a fan of Michael Jackson?
Fuck yeah, dude. Wait. My hat. I was wearing my Michael Jackson hat last night.
Oh, nice, dude.
That's funny because I said that. They're like, there were some hats floating around. People were like, oh, what's your hat? Oh. I was like, I got my Michael Jackson hat on. They're like, what? And I turned it around because I had my hat on backwards like a slacker.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, yeah, I love Michael Jackson. And they're like, oh, that's funny because that's not really a Michael Jackson hat.
Yeah.
It's a guitar hat.
You don't even own a Jackson, do you?
No, but I have a Jackson bass in my jam room right now that's not mine.
Yeah.
Farmer Tape Nose scored a Jackson 5-string bass for $75.
That's a good deal.
Fuck. Hard times on people. All right, what about Michael?
There's going to be a metal tribute album.
Ooh.
And it will feature some guys that you may know. Here's the track list. Thriller by Chuck Billy.
Ah, the singer from Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be him?
That's all it says.
He must have.
There might be other players on
maybe
it.
Maybe he has a solo album.
Yeah, that's what they're. You can pre-order this on Amazon by going to our website and clicking on the Amazon link and then doing whatever to get to this. It's called Thriller, a metal tribute to Michael Jackson.
Is it, oh, I wonder if it's going to be like those ones where they mix up bands of all different people.
It is.
Okay,
Man
cool.
in the Mirror is going to be performed by Danny Warsnop of Asking Alexandria.
Oh, God.
And Billy Sheehan.
Oh, and bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Way You Make Me Feel, which this is a...
The way you're making me feel.
This is a troubling song for me because I once called into KIQY to win an album. And it was back when you had those contestants against each other, two callers in, and they played a song, and then you got to guess what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I knew the song, and I said, The Way You Make Me Look.
Oh,
I didn't win.
Damn it. That's a sore spot.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is going to be done by Angelo Moore. From Fishbone, and Doug Aldrich from Whitesnake, and Rudy Sarzo.
Oof. Does it say from Blue Oyster Cult?
No, it says from Queensryche.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in Queensryche now?
I guess.
What's that? Which one? There's two Queensryches.
Well, it's not bold, so...
He likes to be in bands that start with QU.
He does.
Quiet Riot, Queensryche. Quite Snake.
Black or White. Remember that song?
Yeah, it's racist shit. Ebony and Ivory.
LeJon Witherspoon from Seven
Ooh,
Dust.
Ooh, he's black. He goes, woo-hoo.
Troy Franklin from The Firm.
That's another black dude. That's a black
and
bass player.
And this black dude.
What? All black people in
Bruce
one?
Bruce Kulick.
He's white. Bruce Kulick from Kiss.
Yep.
Right on.
All right, Beat It is going to be by Ron Bumblefoot Ty from Guns N' Roses, Bumblefoot. He replaced...
Axl Rose?
No, Bumblefoot replaced Buckethead.
Oh, good, because you have to have a weird name mm-hmm. that's two words that don't go together.
And Priya Panda from the band Diamonds. Are you familiar with Diamonds?
No.
It's like Diamonds.
No, no. I heard that they're a girl's best friend.
Billie Jean.
It's not my lover.
You got Phil Campbell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Anselmo.
Mm-mm, Phil Campbell.
From Motorhead.
Yep.
Filthy Phil. No.
And Corey Glover from Living Color.
More black people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they're really playing the race card here, aren't they?
Yep. Shake Your Body Down to the Ground.
Jump and shout. Shake your body down to the ground.
Elia Soriano from Nonpoint.
He's ethnic.
Yeah.
He's dark complexion. I don't think he's black, but...
Soriano, I think that's like
Latino.
Dominican or something.
Yeah, he's some kind of Latino. He's a Dominican man.
Doug Pinnick from King's X.
Black.
He's gonna wanna rock with you.
Dude, why is it just because Michael's black? They all gotta be black? Man, that's racist.
Now, this is gonna be probably the funniest song on the album, I'm gonna say. Dirty Diana. It's going to be done
Dave
by
Mustaine.
None other than Chris Jericho.
Oh, God, from Fozzy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. He's not black.
Icarus Witch, you familiar with those guys?
No.
Sound cool.
Icarus they're, Whiskey, I'm familiar
they're
gonna
with that. They're going to sing a song called They Don't Care About Us.
I don't. They're correct. Is that a Michael Jackson song?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about us, baby.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. There's another one I don't know. Never Can Say Goodbye. Is that a Michael Jackson song?
Never can say goodbye.
Lonnie Jordan.
Lonnie Jordan.
He's from War.
Oh, he's black, too. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. That band, I tell you. Why can't we be friends? I don't know.
And Alien Ant Farm is going to re-release their Smooth Criminal on there.
Are they going to re-record it or just re-release?
It's a re-release.
That's lame. And oh, yeah, okay.
And here's the song, Bad. Bad is going to be done by...
Weird Al.
Craig Goldie.
Ah, from Dio.
And Paul Di'Anno.
From Iron Maiden and D'Angelo.
So, yeah, that's coming out on October 22nd. Is that today?
That's yesterday.
Yeah, it's already out on Tuesdays.
Get it while the getting's good, dudes. Yep. It's Michael Jackson. Yeah. Metal tribute.
Go and download all the songs to suffer the Alien Ant Farm one. Who originally did the guitars on that song?
I don't know, but Eddie Van Halen did the solo on Beat It.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know who did the solo on Eat It? By Weird Al?
Who?
Dweezil.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. That's my brain telling me that. I might be incorrect.
Cool.
If anyone wants to challenge me, you can fuck off, because I might be wrong. And I accept any good challenge.
I haven't heard that song in a while.
And oh yeah, okay. Oh.
Just eat it.
Hey, I got
a
story here.
Different?
Huh?
Was the solo that different on that one?
No, I think he tried to replicate it. Maybe it wasn't Dweezil. It was Now you know what just came into my mind? Todd Rundgren? Fuck, man.
Dolph Lundgren did?
Todd, his brother. Dolph's brother Todd.
Todd Rundgren?
Yeah, Rundgren.
That guy is weird.
He is. He was in the Cars for a minute after Benjamin Orr died. That was weird.
The thing that I always thought was weird was that he just didn't look like those songs that he sang. I thought it would be somebody completely different.
Yeah.
Todd Rundgren, you think of like a blazing guitar man.
Yeah.
But then you look him up on YouTube and he's like a piano player playing.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. That was his biggest hit ever, but not his best song. So I got a story here for Adrian, Canadian Bacon.
Okay, I got it right here. Sorry.
Okay, do it.
To Rick Derringer.
Oh, man. Todd.
He also he was the producer of...
That was so far off from Dweezil and Todd. What the fuck am I on?
Well, he is...
Lack of too much weed.
Yeah.
I'm on a little bit of weed today, so that's what my problem is. All right, Rick Derringer. Thanks for correcting me. I said I welcome a good challenge. This is for Adrian Canadian Bacon. Farrell, does he live near Ontario?
Ontario.
Or Nova Scotia, kind of?
I guess, yeah. They're both on the East Coast. But,
well, this is in Windsor. Vandals were responsible for trimming a waterfront bush into a phallic shape. It looked like a huge, a 10-foot-tall penis-shaped bush.
Mm-hmm.
The city were unaware of it until they were contacted by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and workers were dispatched to trim the plant into a more traditional shrub shape. Unfortunately, it appears that someone chose to come and vandalize some of the shrubs and turn them into new shapes. This would definitely have been something.
It was Edward Penis
was
Hands.
Unusual. Yes, it was Edward Penis Shrub Hands.
Yep.
Mayor Eddie Francis. Not amused by the prank. So, guess if you didn't get to see that, maybe they took some pictures. I don't know.
There's a town around somewhere with a cat as a mayor.
In Oregon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's got like a population of like 40 people or something, but...
Crazy.
Is that right?
I don't see how a cat could even do any duties. I mean, it'd go duty.
Yeah.
That's about all it would do. It poops and eats.
But he wouldn't pass any motions or...
Maybe he raises his paw. Put your paw on this Bible.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just weird when anybody says that a cat, you know. If he was, maybe they would give him this. I was going to talk about, speaking of cats, I got a cat. And I would love it if my cat was a mayor. But I think if you made a cat into a mayor, they would probably like start getting entitlement issues and try to live a lush lifestyle, maybe get political, start drinking wine or something.
Yeah.
A Japanese company said that they are making a limited run product marketed as wine for cats. It's made from Cabernet Sauvignon and catnip.
Wow.
B&H Life's, a pet food manufacturer, said the cat-oriented beverage, Nyanyanyuvo, officially went on sale Tuesday, and only 1,000 bottles of the concoction will be sold at a price of $4 per bottle, said in the Japan Daily Press. The company, which also produces Wanwan beer for dogs, named the wine Bijou Nouveau, a popular brand of French wine, and Nyanyan, the Japanese...
Nyanyan.
It's the Japanese translation of meow.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like Anyang.
It's N-Y-A-N, N-Y-A-N, so it's probably more like Win-win.
So cats say, cats don't say meow over in Japan?
No, they say nyang nyang. Nyang nyang. Nyang nyang.
I wonder if that's weird, if that's true.
No, it's just that's the Japanese translation of meow. But the cats, they all speak cat language. $4 a bottle.
Yeah.
Catnip and Cabernet Sauvignon juice. What's Cabernet Sauvignon juice?
Sauvignon. It's a wine.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, it's probably a watered down wine.
Juice.
If it's juice.
Juice.
Or maybe no alcohol, I guess.
Maybe.
So it'd just be like grape juice.
That's crazy, Japs.
You know, that might work over here, a restaurant for cats.
There's some pet owners.
You know, you just put them there and, you know, you got one thing on the menu, tuna. Because, you know, no cats can turn that down.
Well, you know, but when you want, like, maybe some fish. Oh, wait, sure. Tuna. Not fish, like some chicken.
You could do any kind of fish or chicken. Yeah, sure.
My cat will pretty much eat almost anything that you're trying to eat. Like, I don't really give her very much human food, but... She did finish off my gravy of my biscuits and gravy today.
Oh, right on.
Lapped that shit up. I don't know if it's good for her or not,
Man.
But a little bit of gravy never hurt anybody.
Alive, right?
Alive. Yeah. I'm hoping she'll live another 10 years if I just keep pumping the gravy in her.
You know, I saw this the other day, and hallelujah.
Praise
I don't give a
Jesus.
Shit about this anyway, but butter's back.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. But there's now saying fat is important in your diet. You need fat in your diet.
Oh, I thought you were like saying like D'Angelo's back.
Oh, no, butter.
Butter's back.
Oh, butter. You know?
I thought you were talking The Wire for a second.
No, use butter when you're cooking. You know, it's not going to fucking hurt you unless you're fucking putting a whole stick in there.
What are you using? Crock pot? Fucking country crock shit?
Oh, that tastes so nasty. You know what else is weird, too, is I've... been so used to olive oil and stuff, and then you cook with just the vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a funky taste to it.
Yeah,
when you cook, like, put a bunch in there, and then you soak your taters in there or whatever to get a good crisp on them.
Yeah,
that is not fun.
No, not when you're used to olive oil.
No, nope.
Just ask Popeye. Man, I used to watch a lot of Popeye cartoons on Ramblin' Rod.
You should.
Here we go, another Popeye cartoon, here we go, look at all my buttons.
And then he'd fly away in his thing. Can I have one of those?
Fly away in a boat, sure. We're smoking cigarettes instead of weed today because we're trying to quit.
Mm-hmm, we're trying to quit all of it.
We're trying to quit buying weed.
Mm-hmm, so send it to us.
That's right. Well, you can click on the donate icon to support. Because you all know how much we need weed.
You know, Mexico is putting a new tax on junk food. Can you believe that?
I can, but just on the junk food itself.
On
candy bars.
I think it's like it's based on a calorie per 100-gram dosage on a 100-gram serving.
Okay.
So if it's like more than... 400 calories or something, maybe it's even higher than that per 100 grams of the food.
Right.
Then it's going to be like an extra 16% tax or something like that on there. To the consumer.
Is that to discourage people from eating junk food?
Yeah. And, you know, they're going to do it. It's going to be on sodas, gum, and candy. And I'm thinking gum is like, doesn't gum speed up your metabolism generally? And like, curb you from wanting to
eat? I guess, because you're chewing on something. And
yeah,
so,
it's getting
and,
the saliva glands going.
Yeah, and you're not actually consuming any calories or whatever you want to call it.
Except for maybe a little sugar.
Maybe
some
like
gums are sugar gum.
Hubba bubba bubble gum.
Yeah, but...
Bubblicious, that's some sugar.
I think a better angle if what they're wanting to do, because I guess Mexico has more obese percentage than we do.
That might be true.
You know, it's like 41 to 40 or something like that. But I think it would be better to tax the corporation, the food makers.
Yeah.
So
they don't make as much.
They don't make as much high-calorie food. Wouldn't that, like, encourage them to make lower-calorie food so they didn't have to pay
tax
on making it?
Yeah.
And then less would be available. You know, because you don't really need to fucking eat all that sugar, do you?
I probably consume a lot of sugar, probably more than I should.
I do. I drink most of my calories, I think.
Yeah. The sugar in the sodas that we drink is probably the most.
And then I eat a potato a day.
One potato a day?
No. Sometimes I eat one potato a day, but more than that, but I'll have a potato somewhere in the day.
Just one potato?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah.
One potato, two potato?
One potato is all you need for one person.
Like I said before on the podcast, you can live on potatoes, just potatoes.
You can. I've done it.
Dude, I don't know if I mentioned this or not.
Potatoes and eggs you can make a pretty good living on.
I read a story about a guy who weighed 456 pounds, and he decided to test the myth of you're so fat you can live off your own body fat for a certain amount of time. Claims that he didn't eat any food for 1 year and 17 days. Only ate potassium and vitamin supplements and drank a lot of water. And in 1 year and 17 days, he was down from 456 to 180.
That's some willpower.
I don't know, man. It just seems like your stomach would be constantly just turning of hunger. But if your stomach is just eating and surviving off the own fat, I mean, and apparently...
You'd probably grow accustomed to it. It'd be weird, though, because your stomach would probably shrink. When you did start eating again, it would be very difficult.
Just eat like a peanut and you're full?
Yeah.
I'm stuffed.
Yeah, you don't even have a stomach. It's just, it's like a funnel to your intestines.
Just only whatever you put in there that one time is just the only thing that happens.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't store any food in your stomach anymore. You just eat it. You got to wait at least 20 minutes to take the next bite.
Those people that get their stomach stapled. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Because
you get it like folded in half and then they staple it and then you've only got half as much room in there for food.
Yeah, but you're not doing anything to curb your appetite other than making your stomach have. So if you still ate like you want to, wouldn't it just break? Wouldn't it unstaple itself?
Well, I don't think that it'd be comfortable to eat. You'd be full. You know, you'd probably ate after you were full, going, God, this is good. But
some people don't have that thing that turns off their I'm full, though.
Yeah. That's why some people say you should eat slower, because it takes 20 minutes before your body realizes that it's full.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it, too, is people don't chew their food much these days. When they're like 60 bites.
They just inhale it.
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe that's just me.
I was sharing the thought with some other people about the 80 McNugget challenge.
And
nobody that I've talked to thinks that it's physically possible to eat 80 in 12 minutes.
Yeah,
maybe 20 minutes.
It's tough.
20 minutes, 80.
I think just the volume of the 80 would wear on
you. I don't think you could fit it in your belly. Hmm. Could you imagine how big of a pile would be 80 nuggets, dude? Like, that'd be a big pile of nuggets.
It is.
And that's, I think, like a size
of a bag of nuggets, like the McDonald's bag that they give you your food in.
It'd be like a beehive.
It'd be like that. It'd be mostly full of nuggets. But
maybe you could try 40 nuggets in 10 minutes.
It'd be tough because you would have, once you bit into that nugget with that, like, vein that you couldn't bite through, you'd be done. You'd not want another one, would you?
Do you get one of those sometimes?
Oh, I do sometimes. It's been years.
I haven't eaten McNuggets in years.
I ate 20 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about that, but are they different now?
Other than that, no. No, not really. I don't know. I know it's just processed.
Pink slime?
Yeah. Chicken parts made into fucking a batter that you can fry, basically.
Yeah.
A deep fried...
But it tastes okay.
It's no different than a hot dog,
right,
really, when you think about it.
Yeah, and hot dogs...
And hot dogs can be good, but sometimes they can be gross, too.
It just doesn't matter whether you think about it or not. Don't think about it.
The other day, I made a two-egg... I like to call it an omelet, but I didn't put anything on it. I just...
Omelet with nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was an omelet.
And, yeah, it got to me. Like, it was...
Because it was a chicken abortion?
Well, yeah. Sometimes if there's too much white part of the egg, you know, the yolk's not mixed in enough.
That's just like...
Yeah.
That's not even part of the whole thing.
I know. You think the yolk would be the bothersome part, but it's not.
Because that's the thing that actually turns into an animal, right?
I think so. But the other stuff's just the embryonic fluid, right? The white stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
dead,
like
embryonic
afterbirth.
Cells. Afterbirth.
It's like, or it's pre-birth.
It's pre-birth. That's what they should call it. Mm-hmm. I'll take a pre-birth omelet. Just the egg whites. Is that supposed to be healthier for you? Just the egg white omelet?
I think the yolk has more cholesterol or whatever, but fuck it. If you're not eating 3 eggs a day, what's it matter?
I figure maybe 3 eggs a week.
Yeah, that's probably good. You know, I think eggs are an excellent source of protein.
Yeah.
You know, but you just don't want to think about what it was too much or where it came from.
Yeah, they came out of a chicken's butt.
Yep.
Or, I guess not their butt. Does it come out of their butt? Or does it come out of their...
I don't know if it's different.
You ain't planning on fucking these chickens, are you? I heard that the other day again on Big and Loud. They do that in their intro now. But they have a bunch of things. They're coming for you, Barbara. And then they got Spalding saying, "Don't we make you laugh? Ain't we fucking funny?"
Classic scene.
Yeah, you ain't planning on fucking them chickens, are you? And then they do like some Halloween music. It's weird. It's a different thing. Their old intro never said Big and Loud podcast on it, but this one does. So
wasn't Ken Foray in a Friday the 13th?
Maybe. He was in that Lords of Salem. That's the black dude, right?
Yeah.
Wonder if he's going to be on the Michael Jackson tribute.
I know he was. He was in old school horror movies.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Or Dawn of the Dead. That's another one I was watching the other day that I was surprised at. It wasn't that one. It was Land of the Dead with Dennis Hopper.
I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
There was one that I saw the other day that had that I was surprised at the star pulling power. John Louis Guiziamo was in it.
That's a good way to say it. Guiziamo.
Remember when he did his one-man show? He did a one-man show comedy thing one time about his family. And the big thing was that he got nude or something in it. I can't remember.
It was like a stand-up act?
Yeah, it was like a one-man show that he just toured around with.
Huh. What's the difference of a one-man show and a stand-up comedy act?
Not much. A one-man show is just like a full length, probably around a theme.
Oh, okay. I do a one-man show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing, basically.
10-minute show. Yeah. I did a 42-minute show once, which is equal to a one-hour TV special.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I could do a one-hour TV special.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to record a CD. But, sure. I haven't done comedy in, like, 3 weeks. I haven't been able to make it to any mics. I haven't had any shows. So this coming up in a few days is going to be my first time. I'm not nervous by any means, but I just feel like I'm a little bit out of practice. You got to get out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing
it. Got to keep your chops.
I'm going to be doing it in the car wash to the amps. Just talking. Hey, you know what happened to me on the way down to the jam room today? Funny thing happened. I'm not going to tell you, though.
I heard you had a good response on my pig joke.
It was Jared was talking about how, because we couldn't find any weed.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, man, I got a couple friends that just hit me up because they just harvested. They got tons of weed. And I said, tons? Because 2,000 pounds is a lot of fucking weed. He's like, well, not tons. I go, that's a lot of weed. I go, but with pigs, that's just like two. He fucking goes, that is why he cracked up. And then I said that to a couple other people. They think it's funny.
I don't.
Because when you're saying a ton, you could say, man, he had a ton. Mm-hmm. I got a ton of laughs, had a ton of fun. Yep. He's got a ton of weed. There's a ton of pigs.
My uncle, he only raised, he raised a ton of pigs.
He had two of
which
them.
Which was like two.
Yeah, but that's all about the delivery, too, when you say, yeah, that's like two. Gotta have that pause in there.
Mm-hmm. Two pigs?
Two pigs. That's a lot of fucking pigs. That's a ton of that's a ton of pork.
Or even if you're talking cops, that's what, maybe like 10 at the most?
Because they're usually fat, yeah. They're at least 250. There's a ton of pigs. There's 10 cops and 2 sows.
You know what I didn't get to watch the other day, which I wanted to watch, but I watched Shark Tank instead, was Cujo was on.
Ooh.
30th anniversary.
Dee Wallace. Know her? She's in it. And
no,
she was in.
I haven't seen that in probably 25
years. She was in The Howling, and she was in Halloween by Rob Zombie.
Hmm.
And I believe she had a part in the Lords of Salem as well. Dee Wallace, classic horror. She's a classic horror.
Yeah.
Actress. Classic horror actress. Well, hell, this song finally started. Today's National Mole Day. Today, Wednesday, October 23rd.
Mole?
Mole. I think we have a mole
like
in the tag cast.
Like
it's a spy.
Lemmy? Mole?
It could be that kind of mole, or it could be like a gopher. I'm not too sure. Either way, I'd like to shout out a belated birthday. We don't usually do Tuesday birthdays, but it's my brother Tony Guile.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tony. You're what? See, I'm 45. You're 50. My brother's 50.
Wow.
I can't believe my brother's 50. That's fucking crazy. Happy birthday to you. Also today, famous birthday, the weirdest of weirds, Weird Al Yankovic.
Hey, happy birthday, Al.
He's 4 years older than my brother.
He's weird.
If you were paying attention, you'll know.
Yeah, what, what was the first song you heard of Weird Al's?
It was Another One Rides the Bus.
Oh, nice. Another One Rides the Bus.
And then the next was My Bologna. And I don't know which came out first, but I heard those in like the fourth, fifth, sixth grade, somewhere around there, a long time ago.
Yeah, I think mine was I Lost on Jeopardy.
Ooh, yeah.
That was my introduction to him.
The Greg Kinn Band.
Yeah.
Also today, famous drummer, he was on a lot of the Bleach album, the original Fecal Matter demo with Kurt Cobain, and he plays with the Melvins as well. Dale Crover today, 1 year older than myself, 46 years old. Dale, happy birthday, Dale. Hard hitter. And local, I don't know, pseudo-celebrity and show guest, Dave Wambacher.
Hey!
Happy birthday, Dave.
What's going on, Dave? Get a hold of us.
Fucking 47.
I tried to email him the email that he said, but it wasn't emailable.
It wouldn't return. It just got popped back to you. What do they call it? It pinged back to me?
Yep.
So happy birthday to Dave Blazer Wookie Wambacky. Hope you're having a good Wednesday there, Wambacky. Tell your brother he's a little bit of a pansy if you see him. And we'll put a link to this show on your page to tell you to listen to us, say your name, and tell your brother that he's a little bit of a pansy on National Mole Day. So if you have a mole, scratch that fucker off and then go to the doctor, because you probably have cancer. And if you have a mole in your corporation, fire his ass, because he's trying to get secrets for the Russian government. I have secrets from Russian government.
Now, it was Land of the Dead with Dennis Hopper and John Leguizamo.
He's one of my favorite actors, and not just because his name is Hopper either. Because I have to do a lot of hopping. I'm a hopper, actually. My dad wants to get the hopper for his Dish Network. You heard of that? The hopper?
Mm-hmm.
Where you can record like six shows at once.
He just doesn't want to be bashed on the head. Like those guys on that commercial.
Is that what happens? I don't think I saw that. They get bashed on the head?
No, it's like it's two guys sitting on a couch and one goes, "How are we going to decide whose shows to record?" And the guy behind him has a bat and he's about to bash his head in. And the other guy goes, "It's not a problem. We got the hopper. We can record six shows at once." So the guy puts the bat away.
Ooh.
And then the guy says, "Well, how are we going to decide what to get on our pizza?" And then he picks up the bat and is going to smash his head in again. And then it goes to advertisement.
How are we going to decide where to go for pizza?
Well, pizza now. It's a no-brainer.
Duh. You won't have to get a baseball bat out for that.
I had their bacon bread the other day, $4. Dude, that thing was fucking delicious.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like not like breadsticks?
It's not like the breadsticks. It's like a little square little pizza with a bunch of cheese, and it's cut up
into squares?
In like 10 slices. Huh. Kind of like another chain I know of.
Uh-huh.
But it was really good. It had the crusty edges. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Bacon.
And it had that oregano on there. That oregano really makes their pizza. I like their oregano.
Yeah, it adds a little special Pizza Now touch. So go check those guys out at the corner of Queen and Hill, probably 1705 Hill Street, if my memory serves me correctly, which sometimes
right.
It does. Sometimes it doesn't. 928-0900?
0900, yeah.
Fucking A, man. I might think Rick Derringer is Todd Rundgren, but I can remember the Pizza Now phone number and address because they give us good pizza now. We're going to eat some pretty soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's all right. Got a little bit of crazy Floridian story here.
Oh, sweet.
Haven't had one of those for a while. In Sarasota, Florida, police said that a mall was temporarily shut down when a man threw a handful of mysterious powder that turned out to be his fiance's cremated ashes.
Yeah, she'd wanted to be spread around the mall.
Apparently, the spokeswoman for the police said the Southgate Mall in Sarasota was shut down for more than 2 hours while 25 police officers and 10 fire trucks investigated the powdery substance thrown into a lens crafter. He threw it in a lens crafter by a man's name who was not released. The judge said the investigators determined that the substance was the ashes of the man's late fiance. He walked into lens crafters with the ashes, threw a handful into the store, and left. He had no idea what he had done.
Hmm.
She passed away not long ago. I don't understand why he had no idea what he had done. He's not facing any charges. We're offering grief counseling. And as far as the mall and the fire department goes, I don't believe that we're going to be charging him. So it's weird. I don't understand. He had no idea what he had done. He must have been in like a state of shock.
Must have been.
I'm just walking around throwing my wife's cremated remains around.
Yeah.
Where did she want to be spread?
Yeah, maybe she wanted to hear her voice that she wanted to go get some new glasses.
LensCrafters always gave me the best glasses. I always looked the best after I went to LensCrafters. So don't be spreading me at America's Best because those guys tell you you're getting two pairs for $69 and it always ends up being $254. Still happening today, as a friend of mine from Portland, comedian Josh Lay, had broken his glasses and needed a pair. He's poor. He's a comedian. Works at a porn shop. Not a lot of money. Mm-hmm. He asked his friends, where can I get a good pair of cheap glasses? I try to be a friend. I say, globaleyeglasses.com, sir. You can get a pair delivered to your house for under $20. These glasses right here, kind of hipster, kind of Clark Kenty. So what? I like them. They're sturdy. They help me see. 1995 delivered to my house. So he's like, okay, all these people told him where to go. Binion's. Go to LensCrafters. Go here. America's Best. Two pairs for $69.99.
Mm-hmm.
Then he posted this big long rant. $69.99, my fucking ass. I ended up paying $254 and now I'm not going to be able to eat and pay half my rent just so I could see. Rather go blind. You should have just went blind. You should have just went to globaleyeglasses.com.
$20.
Who is not a sponsor of this show yet. But once we send them a link to this, maybe they'll just start sending us free glasses.
Yeah.
Dustin can see just fine.
Probably not.
No? When was the last time you had your eyes checked?
Along fifth grade, probably.
Whoa. Do you find yourself squinting at faraway objects? Huh? Dude, that reminds me of that black dude. That black dude that fucking Omar was talking to at the bar towards the end of season two.
Uh-huh.
That blind-looking black guy.
Yeah, his financial guy,
his bank guy. Yeah, you've been my bank for how many years? And he's like, his eyes are fucked up. Dude.
Ain't no man got Omar all the way.
His eyes all sleepy and it's all glossed over like a glaucoma dog eye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he could really see or not. And he's asking him something like, what do you see, man? What do you see?
Yeah.
And he's like,
what do you see?
His eyes all rolling back in his head. And he's like giving him some fucking total like science knowledge on what's going on.
Omar.
Can't remember that dude's name, though. The bank. Omar's bank.
Curtis.
Curtis Salgado and In Yo Face. That was a band back in the day. It's like, I got a band. What are you going to call it?
In Yo Face?
Yeah. But it wasn't just In Yo Face. It was called Curtis Salgado and In Yo Face. Because he got top billing, obviously.
I heard Casey Kasem is losing it. He's only got months to live.
I heard that, too. His wife made a report that he has months to live. What's he got? I don't know the story.
Don't we all have months to live?
I have months to live.
Yeah.
Like 96 months. Wait, that's not very long. And today, a long-distance dedication for our friend in Virginia named Jared Nelson. This is a band from Birmingham, England, that started in 1969. We have changed the lyrics for our segment called
What's in Hans's CD Player?
Long Distance Dedication from Dead Casey Kasem. So that means that Shaggy's dying, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it. I bet Flames is sad.
Ruh, ruh.
Hans actually said that to me the other day. We were talking about Slayer, and he said, well, I never listened to Slayer. That was a callback to our little thing there. He's like, as you know, it's never fucking Slayer. Why don't you listen to Slayer, Hans? Okay, what's Hans listening to today? Ooh, local rockers from the Sweet Home area. Wow, go Hans. He's listening to Death's Device, which is Jeremy Spaz Headington, formerly of Head Rush and Bloodwell. And I think Mac from White Devil, a.k.a. White Devil, sings on that. But it's a pretty decent album. Former members of Bloodwell and current member of a.k.a. White Devil. Death Device, he's listening to Into Oblivion. And here's another one of those weird things where me and Hans are like not on the same page, but we totally are.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's in my listening device? Clutch from Beale Street to Oblivion.
Ah.
And he's listening to Into Oblivion by Death Device. We're obliviated.
It is obliviated.
We're obliviated. It's an obliviated Wednesday here today at the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Oh, man.
Did you hear about that lady that was caught?
Yeah.
She was busted for stealing $2.87 from a courthouse fountain. She said she took it to buy food.
Oh.
And so do you think the money in a fountain belongs to anyone?
I think it belongs to the fountain.
Mm-hmm. Whoever owns the fountain?
No, I think it belongs to the actual fountain. Even though a fountain has no reason to need money, but like once you throw your wish penny in there or whatever, was it all pennies or did they say? Some people
no, it was just change. She just said she was hungry and didn't have a job.
She's diving for change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a courthouse fountain, because that's where the most likely spot you'd do. And some people may say, you know, hey, it's no big deal, $2.87. But what if I went to 500,000 fountains?
Fuck, that'd be over $1 million.
It would be $1.5 million. And I'd be living pretty.
How many fountains do you think there are in the world?
I don't know.
We could do a fountain scrounge tour.
Yeah, well, I could go and I could hit the same one every day.
Yeah, but you'd probably want it to build up a little bit.
Yeah.
Unless you're in, like, L.A. or something.
You'd have to have a route to where you hit, like, 30 or 40 a day for a while.
Just to build up some gas money to go across country.
Yeah. So if anybody knows of any fountains with cash in them, let us know.
Yeah, if you know any fountains where you're supposed to throw dollar bills in, that'd be good, too, because that would help. You just
I'll dry them off.
Dollar bill. Dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar bill, y'all.
I risk this cold will just completely leave me. It's kind of gone, but I just have, like, post-cold.
Post-cold syndrome?
It's post-hardcore cold. It's post-doom, post-everything. What's the date today? The 23rd of October. I can't believe November is next, and then December, and then the year's over. It's 2014. We're fucking getting closer into robot land.
We are.
The fucking Jetsons.
2012 has already passed, but we're still waiting for 2112.
I'm not going to be around for that. Unless I...
You sure?
Well, I could live to be 144.
Weren't you the one telling me the other day that 80 is the new 60, but by the time we're 80 will be the new 20?
Yeah, and 120 is the new 80.
Mm-hmm.
So if I live to be 144, I'll only be like 96.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's perfect. And I've known people that lived to 96. Well, I take that back. Maybe I haven't known anyone personally that lived to be 96, but I knew somebody that did 69 once.
Stop!
They had a bush in their face. Hey, we'd like to thank Pizza Now again. We're going to go visit them here shortly and get some pizza. Also, not much going on in the world of Terry Guile as far as comedy right now, but go check it out anyway at terrygile.com. There's at least one show up there and
past shows, then you can see what you've missed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to go to iTunes, too, if you use that. Rate us there and write us a review. And if you're feeling generous, go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the donate button and give us a dollar in your PayPal. Because you're not going to do anything else with it. What can you do with a dollar? I mean, geez. And if you just happen to have like $700, give us $5 or whatever. Whatever you can afford. Or you can just click on the Amazon link and buy that new Michael Jackson metal tribute CD. What's it called? Thriller?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And if, Billy. And if you're listening to this before last Saturday, which you're not, you guys, it's only a $50 donation to get into the Prince's pajama party at his Paisley Park Studios.
How much?
$50.
How many? I wonder how many people they're going to let in.
I don't know.
Because you think that a lot of people would pay $50 to have a Prince pajama party.
On last Tuesday, he just tweeted hungry with H and the Y on the ends, not in capitals. And it just showed a flyer of his band, Third Eye Girl, in comfy pajamas.
Prince's and, band is called yeah. Third Eye Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And
is it a blind?
It's all one word.
Oh, Third Eye Girl.
Yeah, but third, it starts with a three.
Oh, so then that's not ripping off Third Eye Blind yeah. anyway.
Yeah, the doors open for the show at 2 a.m., and there's a dress code.
Pajamas.
Mm-hmm. It says, dress to impress, keep it classy.
But it has to be pajamas or pajamas?
Both.
Say pajama, I say pajama.
His new single is called Breakfast Can Wait, which I think is, I thought he was going away from that kind of music. I thought he was going completely Jehovah. He wasn't going to sing about, like, breakfast can wait while we have some more sex in bedroom.
I haven't heard what Prince is up to. I didn't know he was changing his ways. Is he changing his ways?
He's a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh.
But there was a teaser video released featuring Dave Chappelle as Prince.
Nice. Recently visited our fine city of Eugene, Oregon, Dave Chappelle did.
Yeah.
Last Saturday.
Yeah. It doesn't indicate whether Prince himself will perform.
But his band is going to perform?
Yeah, maybe? It's at his studios.
Huh.
Yeah.
That'd be weird, like you go to a thing and it's just like the E Street Band, but no Bruce Springsteen. How many people would go? It's like, oh, it's the Third Eye Blind Band. Or wait, yeah. Third Eye Girl.
Apparently there's some play on the pancake motif based on the 2004 Chappelle sketch.
Hmm.
Where he imitated Prince. Where he told of Prince and his band, the Revolution, playing basketball against Chappelle and the crew and then serving them pancakes.
Yeah. Because every brother loves a good pancake. I like pancakes for, like, the first half of the first pancake.
Yeah.
And then that, like, lost the spark.
And then it's all just a sticky syrup
and
paste.
And it's all, like, just infused with syrup, like... dripping. It's good, though.
It's good. It gives me the burns, the heartburns.
I'm thinking of the Hot Cake House now.
Yeah.
Haven't been there in too long. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go right now. God, I've been watching some shitty cartoons lately with my kid. There's this one called Wow Wow Wubsy about this little yellow thing that has like a bouncy springtail.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what it is, if it's an animal or a person. But its name is Wow Wow Wubsy. Well, his name is just Wubsy.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. And I can't tell. It's very androgynous. I can't tell if it's
Is it a Teletubby type of thing?
Kinda. It's like a little square thing. It's a cartoon, though. It's not like a Teletubby, like that kind
yeah.
of thing. It's a square, and it's got like a kinky tail, and sometimes it bounces around on its tail. It's weird.
Huh.
It's a weird show. This godson of ours, he finds the strangest shows, and they become his favorite. Wow, wow, Wubsy, I want to watch that. Okay. Wow, wow, Wubsy, 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 wow, wow. And then the songs get stuck in my head. God, it's terrible. Wubsy has a friend named Widget and another one. I can't remember his name.
Isn't that show promoting speech impediments?
Wow, wow, whoopsie. Mm-hmm. Widget. Whoa. Well, all will woo. And yeah, maybe it is promoting speech. But it's okay if you can't talk correctly.
Yeah.
Look at us. We can't really talk correctly. We have our own show. It's the Terry and Gadge Comedy Show. And we're going to go get some pizza. Not later.
We're going to get it now.
Pizza now. Thanks to Chris Salmon and the crew down there always giving us good pizza. Dustin went in to buy some the other day and they tried to give it to him for free.
They did.
Didn't. Yeah.
No.
Bet he,
I love pizza.
He honested up and he paid money. Yep. And got some bacon bread.
Oh, that bacon bread is so good. They wrote Podcast Man on my receipt, too.
Ooh. Gatch the Podcast Man. Mm-hmm. Kojak. Kogatch. Hey, thanks for listening. Get out and do some humping.
Yeah, rock on.
We'll see you on Frizzle Day. Friday. Metal. Let me close the curtains. Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of things that are going on, and hopefully you'll go see some of them. Some comedy shows, some rock shows. First, I want to tell you, every second Friday of the month at the Cornucopia Bar there in Eugene on 5th and Pearl, it's Pantsless Comedy. It's a showcase, a monthly showcase. Usually a couple of comics from Portland come down, hosted by Mike McGowan. It's a free show, and it's always funny, so you should go there. It's a great little place. Also, every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern, there's an open mic hosted by Mac Chase. And every Thursday at the Green Room, hosted by Nick Howe. Howe? I don't know. But anyway, those are your weekly and monthly things that I'm going to tell you about. October 26th at Sam Bond's Garage. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's an early show. It's bleeping funny. It's comedy without the cussing. It's a free show. I'll be there. A couple other people that I can't recall right now. Leanne Joshua will be the host. Seth Milstein will be headlining, doing 30 minutes of clean material. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he doesn't cuss one time. Later that night, we're going to go down to the Bonnaroo Tattoo Shop where they're having the one-year anniversary. They're going to have bands and comics. The comics will open the show, including myself, Max Brockman, and Chris Chelson. And then Hiding Jekyll's going to play. Sick Man's going to play. It's going to be an awesome show at the Tattoo Parlor. Bonnaroo Tattoo one-year anniversary. And then if that's not enough for you on the 26th, you can go to the Granary Pizza and Nightclub for more comedy. Comedy as Advertised is the name of the show. Seth Milstein is your host. He's bringing down a couple of Portland comics. Sean Jordan, Zach Toscani from the Spicy News, Max Brockman, Gina Ginsburg, and once again, Chris Chelson. Lots of good comedy going on Saturday night in Eugene, so go check that out. What else do we have going on? November 5th, Rob Zombie and Korn. If you want information on that, check it out yourself, because I'm not really that interested, and I'm not going to talk about it anymore. So that's all I got for that one. November 8th, one of the last Hard Rock shows at Diablo's before they lose their lease, and it turns into something stupid. Glad Handler, always have trouble saying that. Mitch Chamberlain and the boys will be playing with I Am Ruin, Dirt Nap, and Purpose and Silence. Purpose of Silence. I can't read very well. Anywhere, that's Diablo's on Pearl Street, 959 Pearl in Eugene. Let's see what else is going on. The same night, if you're in Corvallis on November 8th, you should come to Sub-Zero. That'll be the 30-pound test record release show for their Eat, Drink, Sleep, Fish, EDSF. That's the name of the album. It's coming out finally. A Bikini and Summer Soundtrack will also be playing. It's $5 at the door. 18 and over with a bar for 21-year-old alcoholics. So if you want to come and drink, you can. And if you're not 21, you can still come. So check that out. What else is going on? The 8th Annual Northwest Women's Comedy Festival at the Wildest Theater in Springfield happens on November 9th. I'm not even going to list the whole 15 of those ladies because they're all funny. You should go check it out. And the money goes to some decent cause, I'm told. So that'll be good. November 29th, Lord Dying, Ancients, Nether Regions, and another band at the Analog Cafe in Portland. We listened to some Lord Dying on the show this week, so If you liked what you heard, you should go see him live in concert, right? Here's the big show that I recently heard about. December 7th, Wehrmacht, Toe Tag, World of Lies, and Spawn. What? At Slabtown in Portland, Toe Tag is going to be playing some old Accused songs. Wehrmacht will be playing their old classic stuff. Spawn, what more do I need to say? Except that I wish Victims was on that show. But anyway, December 7th is a Saturday night. You should go check it out. Also, DRI is coming to Portland in January with World of Lies. Thanks for listening, you guys. There's lots to do. Go do it. And then come back and listen to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show at TagCastPodcast.com.